Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody for being able to join in right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes Block Talk Radio on another Sunday. Wonderful, beautiful evening. Thank you all. I have my host, co-host on the line and in the studio and around the bend and in front of the house. What are you talking about? Y'all don't know. Mr. D, what's happening?
What's up, everybody? Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Sound like Bert Lurch. Hey, Minister Lolo.
I'm in the house. Good evening to everybody. All right. Hey, Minister Derek.
Candy.
Candy.
See, that's those delayed remarks, those delayed. Mm-hmm. Something wrong with the airways today.
We find it right now.
Right on up out of here today. We ain't gonna be able to do it today.
Amen.
We're gonna have to pray them up out of here.
Lucia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, we're gonna get started with a prayer. Minister Lois, you wanna bring us on in on that one.
Amen, amen. Oh my goodness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this evening on this beautiful day that you have blessed us with, we right now, Lord, we will come to you, humble servants, trying to give to others, dear God. We ask you to bless us on this day that we will have words of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every weapon, every demon, everything that comes against this program in the name of Jesus, and only your name and your blood will be worshipped on this day. We bless Minister Derek and Evangelist as we go forth. In the mighty name of Jesus and all of our guests, we bless you out in radio lands. We sing God's wonderful blessings on your life. Be you restored in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh,
Lord. And what you say, and it is so. And it is so. Well, y'all, we welcome y'all here again another Sunday. We're going to be talking a little bit about it's the principle of the thing.
Mm-hmm. My God.
It's the principle of the thing. You know, when things happen in your life, and you just assuming it, you know, we assume a lot of things, but sometimes we assume that things just gonna go smooth, go right, and you apply yourself with everything that you have in you, you apply yourself so everything can run smoothly. But then something will happen, or someone will come across you that will assume more than you assume. Next thing you know, you have been put into a different category than others, or in anything in that area. And then you think about, well, now, this is not how this was supposed to go. thing, the way they came at me, it's just the principle of how they did it. Why did they do it like this, Lord? Why did this happen like this, Lord? Which way should I go, Lord? Should I go to the right or to the left or stay straight or back up? You just sometimes don't know. And you continue to pray and ask God to show you different things, and he will show us things, but we got to just allow him to do it. Because right now, y'all, I'm going to be real with y'all today. Y'all don't need to pray for a sister today because I got some issues, okay? Some issues.
Well, Glovic,
now, Minister D, what you got to say?
Well, Glovic, you know, I jotted down a few things. You know, I'm glad we're talking about this because I just got some stuff I need to get off my chest. You know, we say it's the principle of the thing. I got three of them. I'm going to start at number three. My first issue is, why you wait to get new clothes before you come down and shout in front of the church? It's the principle of the thing. Number two, how you a bishop with 30 members? Principle of the thing. Somebody help me here.
Members, all he can. Maybe that's all God said, there was 30 members.
Here's my last one. And this is the one that really, really got me. Just because you done got popular, that don't mean everybody want to come sing at your musical for free. It's the principle of the thing.
Oh, no. See, this is where we're going today, y'all.
I'm just saying.
This is where we're going today. Because I got some issues, just like Mr. D got some. Y'all need to pray for us. We need some prayer.
I'm just saying.
Ooh, Lord, but before we answer any of those questions that Minister D just said, y'all need to come together and pray for us because we need you. We need you.
We need you,
Lola. You got anything to add to this before we get going?
See, now y'all had to go there and throw me in that one, but okay. I've had friends that the only time they wanted to go dine out was when I was paying. You know, now, all of us want to go out and eat, but how come the only time you want to go out is when I'm paying? You know,
it's the principle of the thing.
Sometimes you ought to pay.
See, it's not that you don't mind paying sometimes.
I don't mind.
But it's
the principle of
the thing.
Come on.
Bless me sometime. Well, I got to always bless you. Bless me sometime. It's the principle of the thing. I want to be able to walk in Golden Corral and just grab me a plate and start eating. It's the principle of the thing. I feel you.
What I'm trying to. It's, you know what, let me just play some upbeat. That's a mind thing, a little Pope. Because, you know, everybody messing with our mind today. Yesterday, day before yesterday, and I'm bringing it to the table today. Y'all going to have to call in and tell me what I need to do because, it's on today. It's on.
Amen.
All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have for your start. All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have to start. Put your hand up. Do you remember what you said now? You said to be his warrior. Nothing.
you got to do is bow down in confession. To lead you in the right direction, you have to have the proper self-respect and self-esteem. Cause it's a mind thing.
It's a mind thing.
Playing with my mind today, y'all. Holy,
yes,
I almost can't wait. The inspirational corner. Almost can't wait. Because I need to pray.
All right, now.
I ain't scared to tell y'all I need some prayer.
I ain't scared.
Pray for me.
Let me give you one of my instances. See, I'm just not talking off the top of my head like why this and why. I'm telling you what the real deal is. Now,
what it is?
Now, just take for instance. You've been singing and dancing or whatever you've been doing most of your life. Everybody know it in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been nice enough to allow God to use you in any area that's possible, especially when it comes to getting out the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got people out there that know that you will come and sing, you will come and dance, you will come and speak when they call you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But now, they'll call you and tell you to come be on their program or come to do their banquet or their convention or whatever, and everybody else on program will get paid. But see, they don't pay you.
Uh-oh.
Because they know you.
Mm-hmm.
They know you. So since they know you and they know that you have done it in the past for free,
well,
why in the world would you want to have some money now? Why would you think you deserve to get paid at this point in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's
amen.
The principle of the thing. Don't always expect the person to do something for you for free when you're paying everybody else. Don't you feel if you want to continue to have this person, evidently they were worth you calling to be on your program. They weren't going to embarrass you. They must be good at what they do. So why not do what the Bible said, that their gift would make room for them? And that means not just to just come to and perform or dance or speak for you anytime you snap your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
For free. Why is everybody else getting paid but that person? I mean, it just messed up. My situation is somewhat I have a lot of those kind of situations, but right now it's a tad different. I was put on program without no notice and advertised and marketed. When they called me, they said, oh, yeah, I'm just going to tell you on the program. Come on out. And
who asked me first?
Everybody on the program getting paid. Right. Mm-hmm. Everybody on the program getting paid. But not even that. Everybody on that's up, you know, like what they call famous in the famous realm is on the post.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm not famous yet. See, my name got to be in every light.
Uh-oh.
Can't be in no dark spot. You got to be shining for the world to see. Everybody supposed to have it at home there. It should be a household name.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Pray for me, y'all. Pray for me.
Well, you know, really, Glover, it's one of those things. That's why a lot, especially in the gospel arena, that's why a lot of them end up crossing over and singing R&B and other genres of music, because when it comes down to gospel, the first thing they say is, you're doing it for the Lord. I've heard that millions of times. Well, you're doing it for the Lord, so you shouldn't expect no money. But yet, most likely, the person that's telling you that is getting some money. So,
but they don't want to see
you know, they like to, you know, throw it up. Oh, God bless you. God gonna bless you. Well, go ahead and bless me right now.
He blessed me right now. He told me I was gonna get blessed if I use this gift. He told
Look,
me that.
You bless me right now. I sing harder. I'm just saying.
I understand what you. What you say, Minister Lowe? You got anything to put on this?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
Got any icing to place on this cake? Because I'm telling you right now, I'm already in the decorations. I don't put the icing on. I need some decorations. You got anything
to I just believe that we need to be led by God. We need to talk to God. Whenever a situation like that arises, we need to go into our corner and listen to the Lord. See what he's saying about it. Because not everything we're going to get paid, but we're going to get paid by and by. It's going to come. If we stay faithful and true, it's going to come. Payday is coming. God is the God that stands on his promises. And he will not fail you. He will come through. So I'm just saying just sometimes we just need to listen to see what the Spirit is saying.
Mr. Lolo, you sound like the people we just got through talking about.
I understand the principle of being faithful and serving God and, you know, all of that stuff. But you have to be able to discern when you're being used.
That's true, too.
That's
true, Minister. That is so true. You got to be able to discern when you're being used. You know what I'm saying? But I do believe it. In some cases, we just have to say no, you know.
Amen.
That's
the biggest thing in the gospel arena. A lot of people are afraid to say no.
Yeah, they have to say no.
Because if you say no, that means they feel like if you say no, then that means you're not saved, you don't have a right relationship with God, you're a sinner, and the devil is in you. No, it's okay to say no.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Mm-hmm. And then when you say no, they're like, oh, well, who's she saying? Honey, you wasn't all that. No way. I was just, you know.
Believe that in the beginning when these people start out, if you're a true friend and you're trying to help them get there, when they get there, they ought to recognize who helped them get there. You know,
right.
And then when those people are called again, come on now, you need to have some in your hand to show I'm so grateful for you helping me get to where I am, you know.
But Glover, next time they say something like you think you all that, say, yes, I am. I must be. You call me.
You call me.
There you go. You call me.
You call me.
Oh, that's just one episode. I got about two more episodes to tell y'all about. But right now I'm going to Carlington Roberts. All the way out of Florida, y'all. Florida.
This
is the Ebonic Station that y'all want to call it. If y'all want to call it Ebonics, Florida. How can I say no? That fit it right on in there. How can I say no? Calling to Rome.
So prophetic.
Say no.
The Bible says that Jesus came to this world to save it, not to condemn it. And the Bible says that he took upon himself the sins of this world. Upon the cross, he was crucified. He bled and died for a sinner like me. See, we know that we didn't earn it nor deserve it. Then how can I say no to him? So I say.
How can I say no to the one who bore the cross? How can I say no to the one who shed his blood? How can I say no to the one who died for me? Oh,
Carlton Roberts, all the way out of the West Palm Beach, Florida area. Hallelujah. How can I say no? And see, back to what we were talking about, it's the principle of the thing. The purpose and reason that I continue going on is because of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's hard for me to say no when I think about it. It could be one person that need to hear something that I have to say or sing or do through dance. I don't do all of those things, but I do sing. But this is just for people that do dance and people that are speakers or preachers or teachers. It may be just one person that need to hear it. So sometimes you just can't say no. It's hard to say no, even though you know you may be being used. It's just a little different when it comes to the Word of God. You see, but sometimes also you get tired of being used, and then you're like, okay, Lord, that one person, you're going to have to handle that one because, you know, you'd be thinking, oh, I just can't do it no more.
Well, after all, you enjoy what you do. I enjoy what I do. So there are times where people may just infringe on the fact or take advantage of the fact that you enjoy what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Globe likes to sing. She'll sing for me if I call her. You know, that's what she do. I like, hey, Globe, I need you to render me an A and B selection. Amen. God will bless you real good.
But you know, Evangelist, sometimes it's our fault too. We need to set a price. What are you worth? You got CCTD and Pee-wee. The message is free, but the messenger has to charge.
That was good. Hold on.
The message is free. Did y'all hear that? Did your listeners hear that? The message. Right, we got to
preach it. She's preaching.
There you go. The messenger.
Sometimes they have to charge. You got music. Right. You got backup. You got gas, hotel accommodations. Some of these people, that's their only, you know, means of finances. They got bills and family.
There you go.
The message is free, but the messenger has to charge.
Minister Lolo, I think you just hit them. Mr. Lolo, you just set some people free.
Sure, I'm going to copyright that. I'm going to copyright that tomorrow before you beat you to the punch, before you go and write a book on that.
All right, then.
That's a book right there. That's a book. Yeah. You know, y'all know Minister Lolo is an author. She is an author. She got books out there. Y'all need to go check them out. She got one out there called The Rapture.
Mm-hmm.
What the other name of the book, the first book? What you say?
Rip.
I mean, what did I say?
Rapture.
Rapture. Lord.
Yeah.
Maybe that's her next book, The Rapture. I meant to say Ripped.
All right, now.
That's
her
next book,
down.
The Rapture. Ripped is in my head. My mouth said Rapture. But anyway, it's Ripped. She got a lot of children books. She loved to write children books. Herbie Goes Here, Herbie Goes There, Herbie Went There. Those are all her books.
Herbie Goes Everywhere.
But Herbie Go. I'm going to have to send Herbie to sing some of these free concerts that they asked me about.
Oh, my.
But I'm just saying, these are the things and the obstacles that will close a person's spirit up and how I know I am one of them. My spirit has been closed when it comes to singing to the point till I don't even want to sing. I have went into helping others get their CDs done and get their message out. And, you know, I got on the radio to help promote the independent gospel artists to see if I could help them in some way, because you get so tired of doing that same thing over and over and over. And you know what? Once you set yourself up to always be used in that manner, they automatically put you in that category. And when you try to step outside of that category, then, oh, well, who do you think you are? You know, so this is what I've been going through. So, yeah, I'll pray for
you. Well, you know, there is a principle. There is a principle. You know, it's one of those things where you have to, like I said, that discernment comes back into play. It's principle that if you make it happen for somebody else, God will make it happen for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a principle. It's an age-old principle that's going through the hands of time. It's just like when you're working on a project, or if you got somebody. I still listen to the guys that I used to have working for me, that if you make it happen for the person above you, then God will make it happen for you. So you help this person's dreams come to pass, then he'll help your dreams come to pass.
That's what it should be. But that's not often.
That's what I've been doing.
Right. I know. That's why I say it's a principle. Now, everybody doesn't look at it that way.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just trying to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all just keep me in your prayers, please.
We will. We will.
Ooh, right now, I'm going to play something, y'all, by Mary Mary, because I worship you. And our guest for today has had some technical difficulties, and we might have him on next week, but we won't have him on today. So,
oh, I got an article.
Right now,
I got another article for y'all this week. I got another one.
Okay, well, so when we play Mary, Mary, I Worship You, we're coming back with Minister D, a new article.
Oh, really? Oh.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you. Alive,
bless the Lord, oh my soul. Mary,
beautiful.
Mary, I worship you.
Beautiful.
Oh,
I love that.
Took
song.
What I used
yes.
to be and made me what I am today. Oh, boy. He is an awesome God. That's who he is.
And this,
oh,
old folks, you say, I was a wretch undone. But Jesus.
What you talking about?
All right.
Well,
all
Minister,
right, all
tell
right.
us what your article is for the day. I'm just anxious to know.
Well, let me start. You know, like I said, people are crazy for real. But, you know, just depending on what you like, you might understand, you might not, you know. Now, me, you know, I love McDonald's. You know, I love McDonald's fries. If you ask me, I think they done put some drugs in them because it's just something about them that everybody like McDonald's fries.
You got that
I don't
right.
care what you say.
Mm-hmm. I'll say hi.
However, now, I like the fries. Now, evidently, this person like McDonald's McFlurry so much to where her and her boyfriend went to McDonald's. She asked him to buy her a McFlurry, and he didn't buy her a McFlurry. So she went out in the parking lot and said, it's corn fry. Witnesses reported.
McFlurry, it's a drink?
Yeah, it's a little ice cream treat that McDonald's sells. Now, mm-hmm. according to this woman, they that good. I advise y'all not to go get one because, you know, y'all get mad if you can't get one. Then you go set somebody call fire and you ain't got a problem. So stay away from the McDonald's McFlurries. They got that kind of power over you. But one witness said she saw her pour alcohol and gas on the man's car and set it on fire. Mm-hmm. It was a 1994 Cadillac Eldorado. She set the man Cadillac Eldorado on fire. Now they got to walk home from McDonald's. Well, she got a ride. She got a ride to jail. He had to walk home from McDonald's. All over McFlurry.
Ooh, baby.
Now the moral of this story is, you better do what she say.
See, now if he had had that McFlurry, he might have could have put that fire. Oh boy, I don't understand it. It was really that serious that she had to set this car. Maybe she wanted to just set this car. That was just an excuse for her to set the car on fire. You know, keep her from going where she's not wanted or whatever.
Either that or that McFlurry got some power that we don't know about.
Yeah, well, it seems like it made her a little cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Looks like it like for me, if she's drinking that many of them.
Look, the drugs might be in the McFlurry.
That's a good one. Yeah, you never know. I heard that some drug might be in the French fries. So, like you said, you never know. Might be something in the McFlurry. We don't know. But in any rate, you don't just set nobody on fire just because they won't get you a McFlurry. Well, you should have bought your own McFlurry if it was that serious.
No.
Oh,
she wanted a McFlurry.
Was it a kid or was it a... It couldn't have been a grown woman.
This was a grown woman who wanted a McFlurry. See, y'all, look, she wanted a McFlurry.
Yeah, I think that went way beyond that McFlurry. I think it was more of an excuse than just that McFlurry.
She wanted a McFlurry. She don't care. Nobody said she wanted her McFlurry. So,
okay. See, this is why you got to stay anchored in Christ. You wouldn't be doing all that kind of crazy stuff. You need to whoever that woman was. I'm quite. She probably got arrested, didn't she?
Yeah. All I'm saying is, don't buy my McFlurry and see what happens to you. That's all I'm saying. Don't buy my McFlurry and see what happens to you. Okay. I got something for you. You come back empty-handed without the McFlurry. I got something for you. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for the plug.
Wait a minute. Well, see, people are doing some crazy stuff. The enemy is busier than we are, and we weren't supposed to have all the power through Christ Jesus. I just don't understand.
Amen.
It's just like a young girl that went out. She was going with an older man. He sent her out to get him a six-pack of beer. When she came back, she bought him the six-pack of beer. He didn't say, well, where's my change? She just pocketed the change. It wasn't like it was a dollar and some change left. She put
that's
it in her pocket, so he shot her. He shot her because he, and they asked him, why did he shoot her? He said, she did not give me my change.
Well, see, he didn't understand. He didn't understand. That was a trip charge.
It don't matter. Now, she dead and he in jail. Bill still didn't get drunk.
Well, he might have got drunk, but he sold up real quick.
I tell you, I'm sold out for Jesus. I don't know about nobody else. I'm sold out for him, and I try to do everything I know how in this human body to do what the Word of God tell me to do. Get rid of them demons out of y'all. Y'all know y'all got some demons. Get rid of them. Be sold out.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm sold out.
Do you know? Ah, suck it now. Well, I thank the Lord for this day. I tell you, we got our inspiration corner coming up because I tell y'all I need me some inspiration. See, y'all, I'm playing songs that are going to bless me, so I have to pat myself on the back and make myself a cake and get happy. So y'all come on with it. Minister Lolo, Lord Candy Burner.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Evangelist. I hope this word will uplift you right now in the name of Jesus. Good evening, Minister Derek. How are you today? You sound good. And hello out in Radio Land. We thank God for you today. What are we going to be talking about today? What are you doing for the kingdom? Have you ever heard or read about the story about the four bodies? Everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody? Well, there was an important job that needed to be done, and everybody was asked to do it. Everybody was sure somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Now, somebody got angry because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody would do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. What about us today? What are you doing to increase the kingdom of God? Are you waiting until somebody, anybody, or everybody else does it? You are somebody, and maybe God has elected you to do it. Are you about your Father's business or enhancing your own business? Somebody is waiting on you. They need to hear about God's love and salvation. You are on assignment from God. What are you waiting on? John 5 said, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now for a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me, but while I'm coming, another stepping down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Now, this man was waiting on somebody, but he didn't need anybody but Jesus. Maybe you're sitting there waiting on somebody to help you, but if you got Jesus, all you need to do is take up your bed and walk. You're always looking for somebody or anybody or everybody to do for you. But I come to tell you today, you can't count on man. Man will deceive you, leave you, abandon you, lie on you, use you, talk about you, mistreat you, abuse you, turn their back on you, steal from you, and stab you in the back. So don't count on no man. Psalm 118:8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Praise God. Who are you putting your trust in? For I realize that we must work while it is day, for when night cometh, no man can work. Get up. Take up your bed and walk. Get busy for the kingdom. Don't wait on others to do what you can do. Get up, rise, and take up your bed. Stop having a pity party. Put the top on the box of depression and rise. This too shall pass. Stop waiting on somebody else to rescue you, to save you, to deliver you, to bless you. But go tell somebody, anybody, everybody, that I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell them about the good news that Jesus Christ, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell, but on the third day he rose, ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He is coming back to judge the living pursue the dead. Tell the people to get ready. We don't have time to sit idle, hands folded, mouths closed, but we got to go to work, and we can't wait for anybody, somebody, and everybody, because the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. Come on, you out in radio land, rise up, take up your bed and walk. God can count on you to work while it's day. Some song says, I'm working on the building. It's a short foundation, trying to get to heaven to get my reward. We all want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You've done well, and your name is written in the book of the Lamb. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly leaning on Jesus' name. On Christ, that solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We need to get up, and do what we need to do for God's kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is Minister Cannon with your Inspiration Corner, telling you to get up and be about God's kingdom.
Oh. Praise be to God. That's good. That's good, Minister. That's good.
Amen.
Oh, get up and do something, y'all. We got to get up and do something. Hey, well, I guess my pity party was real warm. I was thinking it got cold. Now I'm going to move on over here on the sideline.
Get up.
Ooh, help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is so good. He always got a ram in the bush, I tell you, he got a ram in the bush. If somebody got to do it, somebody can't wait for everybody. If nobody don't want to do it. But I tell you right now, we got to get up and do it for ourselves, huh? We got to get up and do it, y'all. We ain't gonna, can't be lingering behind. I tell y'all what you're talking about. We going to take it on out of here today. We are so grateful. For what God has done in this hour, he has most certainly been there right there for enough for me. He's enough. He has been enough for me. I tell you, I'm going to play one more song, which is by Christian Rose out of New York City. New York City. Enough for me.
I'm on a give, I want to give my all for you, and now
Christian Rose out of New York. Ah, yeah. I tell you, he's more than enough for me and more, and, oh, I can't even tell y'all just how much more because I don't have the words for it. But we thank God for being in our lives today. We thank God for you listeners for being on our program today. I thank the Lord for my co-host, Minister D and Minister Lolo Candy Vernon. Thank y'all for being in the house again, and we will see you next week. Don't y'all leave us by ourselves. You got to get on this radio and call in and bring them MP3s in here. What's going on? Oh, but we love you anyhow, regardless. Are you listening to me?
Love you.
We going on out. With Simply Dre, Pastor Andre Bean. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? Mr. D,
is you
take you later.
For a solution as a story.